Our guests today on the World Cafe are the Frames from Ireland. They have a new album called The Cost. It is their sixth. Some of the best songs on it were also on lead singer Glenn Hansard's first solo album, The Swell Season, which he recorded with the Czech singer Markita Erglova. Now, those songs are also part of the soundtrack to a new film, Once, about a Dublin street busker not unlike Glenn and his romance with a woman played by Markita. So it all ties in quite well, and we'll find out more as we speak with Glenn in just a bit. But let's begin with this song from The Frames live in our studio. This is Happy.
Just
as we get ourselves underway today with the Frames doing Happy here on the World Cafe. Now, Glenn, this album, here we are. You're spread out all over our studio. This album was kind of made in the same way, right?
Yeah, very, just pretty much exact setup right now. Yeah.
And explain what that does for the, I mean, I hear this album and it's just a lot of nice tension on it, and the way things kind of hang together and build are just beautiful. And I, that has something to do with it, I would think.
Yeah, well, what we did was, you know, usually what we would do, or what most bands would do, and most people don't know this, I suppose, most bands will go in and they play their song, and if someone blows it, they'll either keep that take and someone will fix their part, or, you know, the vocalist will won't have written his lyrics yet, and he'll go in and he'll sing a guide vocal, and then later on, when they've got the song all mixed up, the singer will go in and put on a really clean, you know, uninterfered with vocals, so there's no spill of other instruments, and you can sort of compress it and make it sound lovely. And what we decided to do with this one was to just play the whole thing together. So if, for instance, you know, we had vocals, backing vocals, strings, keyboards, everything set up at the same time. So if someone made a mistake, we just made a rule that it doesn't get fixed. The whole band stops and you go back to the start. And you, if the mistake was big enough to warrant going back to the start, that is. So what it created was it kind of created this thing where we all start leaning on each other, and nobody wanted to be the one that blew it. So it means that everyone was concentrating that little bit more on their part, that little bit more on what they were doing, which made the band actually breathe a little bit. And so that's kind of what happens on stage, and that's really what we were trying to achieve, is that when you're on stage, you don't want to let down your comrades. So you know, it's all about getting it right.
I've heard so many producers talk about what you're going for. Are you going for the sound of the record? Or are you going for a performance?
Yeah.
And you're talking about what happens when the performance comes together.
I guess, yeah, because we've spent so long in the other area where we would go in and we would basically construct little Frankensteins. You know, you put down a drum track. I really like the way that drum track feels. Let's lay the bass over that and see if I've got a keyboard part that really fits that. And the next thing you know, you've got a monster on your hands. And sometimes that monster can turn out beautiful. Actually, this song that we just played, Happy, was a total one of them.
Hmm.
We went into the studio with a really vague idea of a tune. We start playing it and it all just came together in an evening. So that was one of those kind of Frankensteins turned good.
Right. Well, what about the songs? Because the solo album, The Swell Season, came out, and of course there's some of the songs are shared.
Yeah.
How did they come together?
A couple of the songs that we recorded for The Swell Season were already Frame songs in the making, and a Czech director came to me and asked me to submit him a bunch of songs for a film he was making. And so I went and I recorded everything I had to give to him, and that was the idea. The idea was like, here's a bunch of songs I'm writing, have them. And it never occurred to me, and actually it never occurred to me that it would come out as an album. So then when it did, I had the dilemma of, well, actually, two of these songs are for the Frames record, and now they're going to be released in this kind of solo situation. But at the same time, I didn't sweat it, because I thought, you know, they're going to be very different versions, and, you know, this record's going to probably sell about 10 copies in the Czech Republic. so I was kind of happy enough to sort of let that happen.
Well, and then you had to tell these guys you'd been cheating on them, too. So,
well, that was tough. That was tough. There was a confrontation involved, you know.
They seem okay about it. They seem okay. Well, I want to talk more about The Swell Season and of course the film, but that a bit later on.
Yeah.
But there's a song that's on both. It's on everything, which is absolutely beautiful, called Falling Slowly. Can you do that one?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Play. black. Well, you have suffered enough, and warred with yourself. It's time that you won. Yeah. Take this aching bolt and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it mine. One, two, three. Take the sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You'll make it now. Fall in slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing it
slowly. The Frames, live on the World Cafe. Johnny Boyle on the drums, Joe Doyle on the bass, Rob Bonchnick on the guitar, Cole McConlemare on the violin, and Glenn Hansard. Did I screw that up?
No, you didn't. No, Cullum, okay. Cullum's real name is Cullum Willie Vortin Michael Drehead McInumra.
Yeah, I screwed it up. Yeah,
it's kind of hard to get that right.
Absolutely. And Glenn Hansard on
Thomas,
lead vocals.
Thomas Bartlett on keyboards.
Ah. The American edition.
The American edition for our tour. He's been wonderful.
Now, that song, of course, we mentioned is also included in The Swell Season. But The Swell Season turns out to be part of Once, this film, which played here at the Philadelphia Film Festival to standing ovations and raves.
Oh, great.
Which is a film about you and Marquita meeting on the street, and you're a busker?
Yeah.
I laugh because you did that a lot, right?
Well, I mean, I think that was the... I mean, John originally came to me with the idea of making this film. He was actually going to use Cillian Murphy, an Irish actor, to play the part of the busker. And he came to me initially for just kind of anecdotes. And I basically told him about my time busking. And we had a great laugh, actually, and he wrote some of it into the script. And then whatever turn of events or whatever turn of fortunes came about, I ended up playing this character, which was kind of incredibly close to the bone in terms of reality in my life or whatever, because I know Mara really well. We've made music together, and so the two of us ended up acting in this film that almost became a visual document to the record, which is on one level, and then on another level, it's a fiction, of course.
Now, what was that like? What point in your career were you busking? Was it completely before The Frames at all, or?
No, it was way, way, way before. I started busking when I was 13, and I was very lucky in that my head teacher in school was a DJ, and you know, I was constantly being sent down to him because I had a kind of what's that, ADT, I would go down to him, and he would talk to me about it. But the funny thing was, he said to me, you know, he says, it's interesting because you can name the bass player on the third song on Leonard Cohen's Songs from a Room, but you can't tell me, you know, where Azerbaijan is. And so basically he was saying, you're an intelligent fella, but it's not, obviously not an academic. You're just only interested in music. So yeah, why don't you just leave school today and take out your guitar, but do me a favor, start your career today. Go busking on the street, start at the bottom rung and work your way up, because I think you love music. You're obviously talented in what you know of music. He hadn't heard me sing. And he was like, go and do it. Start a musical career. So I went out that day. And I remember running home, put my school bag in the house and saying, Ma, I've left school. I'm going busking. And my ma's amazing. She's incredibly liberal. She was like, you know, well, we'll see about that, you know, but you don't come back here without money.
Yeah.
It's because now you're unemployed. Now you're kind of sitting around the house.
And you made money the first day, right? So
Very little. But it was the most amazing bit of cash I ever made. You know.
Well, I'm kind of wondering what the fellow busker kind of thing was. Was there a code of busking where you helped out your fellow people who were doing other things, or was that part of it?
I think you're just open to. I mean, when you're playing on the street, you're just open to the street around you, and you're constantly being met by. In a way, it's kind of you're the gateway to all the musicians who are traveling the world, and they arrive in Ireland, and the first thing they meet musically is the musicians on the street, and you tell them where to play, where not to play, you know, where you might get arrested. So it's a natural extension, I suppose.
Absolutely, the street becomes the club becomes.
Yeah, absolutely, and as well, when you're on the street, it's amazing. If you stand still on any street, you go to, you know, take any street in Philadelphia, even, and stand still on it for like 6 hours, you actually get to know every walk of life. You begin to recognize the guy that's just kind of wandering up and down because he's been kicked out of home. You get to know the girl who's working. You get to know the pickpockets. You get to know everybody, and the irony is that you become this kind of. It's almost like after about a year of standing there, people begin to trust you. Like women come up with their kids and go, "Will you mind me, kids, while I go into the shop?" And you're standing there, and you've got a pram and two other kids, and you're just a trusted. You're kind of like a lamppost, except you're. It's a funny thing being a busker. It's a great life.
It's Glenn Hanser. The Frames are with us today on the World Cafe. What's next?
We'll do Sad Songs. It's a song from our new record. This is a kind of our tribute to Bruce, you know, in a very subtle way. Bruce Springsteen, that is, of course.
Thank you.
And that is Sad Songs. That's from the Cost, the new Frames album, with the Born to Run reference, I guess. Kind of a Bruce jauntiness all the way throughout, I would say.
Well, there's actually a moment in it there that the really reminds me of Bruce. And I'm trying to think of what song it is off the top of my head now, but it's a song, I think it's on Nebraska, and it's got pretty much that melody line singing through it. So it's a sorry, Bruce.
Glenn, who are some of the songwriters that you grew up just absolutely in love? I know Leonard Cohen has been mentioned.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose my mother is kind of responsible for it. I mean, if I'm being really honest, it's quite a broad number of people. You know, Charlie Rich, my mother loved Perry Como, although Perry didn't write the songs. But just those singers, you know, my mother used to hoover the house every Sunday. My mother was one of those, you know, kind of neurotic housewives that dealt with all her problems through cleaning. So whenever, you know, whenever my father and her had an argument, which is pretty much every day, she would clean the house kind of emphatically. And so what she would do is she'd take out the Hoover and she'd put on her record player, but she'd have it louder than the Hoover so that she could kind of Hoover away and listen to all these great records. So she was really into like Simon Garfunkel. She was into the Animals. But I guess really the central characters were like Van, Bob and Leonard Cohen. They were like they were always kind of like the Holy Trinity in my house, you know.
Yeah, pretty good Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
And now, I read that when you were busking, Van actually gave you some money once?
Yeah, well, Van passed by. One time, myself and Cullum and the lads were busking up enough money to go see Van because he was playing in Dublin. And that was usually one of those things we would do. You know, busking for cash was always a kind of a weird thing. We always did it for fun. And we always kind of, you know, shared out the money at the end of the day. And the irony was, whenever we went out in desperate need of money, it was usually when you didn't get it,
right,
you know,
right.
Which is kind of very indicative of life. But yeah, he passed us by and he threw in some money, and it was for us, it was the greatest honor. But that was, you know, that was kind of typical of Grafton Street. There was people, you know, Mike Scoff and the Water Boys would come along and he'd join us, or, you know, you'd see like James Taylor walk by one time. And it's just amazing to see these, you know, characters, amazing, you know, musicians. And that, again, like I say, you stay still on the street long enough and you see everyone.
Okay, enough about busking. We got the full band here, and we're not throwing them any money. But what do you want to finish up with?
We're going to finish with a song called "When Your Mind's Made Up." All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just like everyone, when you share.
When Your Mind's Made Up, finishing up our set today from The Frames. It's another one you'll find on The Cost. And thanks a lot for coming by and joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Frames, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment on The World Cafe.